Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Like to apologize
for what?
To absolutely no one. The two-time champ does absolutely
okay. Let go.
What is this? A Main Champ podcast episode 216.
Come on.
The real is back, the real is back.
Yes,
I am him.
Yes, yeah.
Have to tell you guys every week, I'm him in Neutron. Do your Googles. If you don't know, you should know by now.
Do your Googles.
Best member of the Dark Skin Society, dancing, DK, watch your back.
Cole Snoozy, Don Corleone in the building, the one and only, a.k.a. L.O. Coolins, a.k.a. C-Note, a.k.a. Hollywood Cole. We here, we live, we in the flesh, and we're doing this for you guys.
For you, the people.
Coming for your left ear, your right ear, surround sound, smart speakers, portable speakers, you name it, we dare. Episode 216. Let's get it.
Let's get it.
C-Man G45, the G solid in my name.
Four, yes, five, sir.
Silent, Skanks, Chibogwe, Tim Fire, Eames, the Prince of the East, always. Black Mama Dove, Chia Yam.
Yeah.
My God is better than your God. Happy to be alive. Happy birthday to myself.
And oh, yes.
Collins.
Yes.
Not so, happy birthday to me.
Nah, not yet. 94 babies.
Scorpio nah, season. I hear it.
But yeah.
Crazy. What a time to be alive. Yeah, happy birthday to you lads as well.
Of course.
Thank you,
of
sir.
Course,
of course.
I think we could literally probably discuss this all episode.
Yeah,
so on. Boxing is in the shambles right now.
Actually, before we talk about that,
go.
You see Bankman-Fried.
Who?
Bankman-Fried. He was the one who did FTX cryptocurrency.
Okay.
Yeah, he's been sentenced to... No, the sentencing is looking like 110 years.
Oh, wait, is this guy that was worth, like, his net worth went down in like a day?
Yeah. So like first it was Kanye, now known as Ye, then it was him.
That's an L. So wait.
I think it was Elon Musk, then it was him. Yeah.
So how many years is he going for?
110.
I don't think he'll do that because it's not like a crime. It's just that it's
calculated like to 110. Fraud. Like
he would never do 110. I'd be surprised if he even does a 5.
I mean, he's not gonna do that 110 because he's gonna die before he gets that age.
Yeah, for real.
Those jail sentences.
I hate when America does that. You're sentenced to 375 consecutive life.
Yeah, faces up to
like what did they feel? Did they like bury you in jail?
No, exactly. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, faces up to 110 years in prison.
That's
if
crazy.
I'm him, I'll be a sperm donor. Get out right now, man.
What do you mean?
At least my lineage can continue. Because when you're crazy. When you're in prison, when you kill,
yeah,
is crazy. He under house arrest or what's his situation currently?
He might as well be booty warrior.
They're like not gonna put him in a proper prison.
No, they can put him in a proper prison.
I don't think so.
Yeah, they can.
It's just general money laundering. Or
nah,
like,
nah, this is 110 years, B. That's not money laundering.
He's out for
money
long,
laundering bro. Is almost like 5 years. At least I come out. At least I get to do something. I could be.
I don't think he'll sit. Even
I could
close
be a dustbin man afterwards. This is 110 years.
I don't think he's sitting any of it.
I think he's going there for a good time.
And a long time.
A long time
and a good time.
I think he's max.
And a long time.
He's going like when Jesus 10. Comes back. So when Jesus is in the air.
Oh my God.
He's still in there.
A good time and a long time. It's crazy.
Yeah, them. I don't know why America does that with them sentences. Just say your sentence for the rest of your life without parole. Like, it's impossible to. I don't
know. But then when they add it up, they just keep.
But
adding.
It's just ridiculous. Like, saying, oh, you're sentenced 325 life sentences, that's ridiculous. Like, he's just not coming out. There's no point in wasting the jury's time in saying that. It's just stupid.
No, but the thing is, they love numbers. So if I say I was going to be serving 3 years, three consecutive life sentences, oh, that's mad.
Yeah, that is
never
mad.
Coming out.
Peak. You are indoors. You are not coming outside.
What do you do? Do you dig up the grave and move it?
Do you know what? If they find a way to, would you? Because what kind of life is that? Your whole life in
it's
prison.
A life that we're never gonna live.
Nah, I'm too much.
Praise
of a
God
for real.
Man. Praise God.
Jesus Christ.
I'm too much of a goody two shoes. There ain't no way that I'm seeing inside
it's
of a jail cell.
Potion.
All right. So the topic at hand, which I think we can really dive into and discuss. It's just boxing in general. We didn't discuss the KSI versus Tommy Fury fight. He's a joke, man. And then we didn't discuss. Oh, now we are discussing the Tyson Fury versus Francis Ngannou fight, which was an absolute travesty. I think Tyson won, but I think the bigger things, the headline moments belong to Francis. And in this world, they should never have even come close. This is what I'm saying. This is my biggest issue with the Tommy Fury fight. Tommy can feel he won that fight, but there is no reason for a YouTuber to feel, for us even having a conversation where we could be like, ah, I think he drew. And for some people's opinion to be that KSI won. This, the opinion that most people seem to have with the Tyson Fury versus Francis Ngannou fight is that Francis won against one of the greatest boxers of all time. That is insane.
Yeah, it's crazy. I actually think Fury lost. Tyson Fury lost. Because I watched it and I was thinking, this is gonna go wrong.
Mm.
Because the first few rounds, and to be fair to Tyson, people look at his build and think, he looks like on the heavier side, but it helps him to receive punishment.
Mm.
But I don't know, something just felt wrong when Ngannou was connecting and I could see the sides of his body getting really, really like...
Riled, yeah.
I was like, this doesn't look good. So when he dropped him, and to be fair, the punch that caught him wasn't actually that good. It was a good punch, but it didn't connect well.
Cleanly.
Does that mean? It wasn't a clean connection. Yeah. So Tyson was always going to get up. That wasn't what surprised me, because he seemed fine when he got up. Like that can run. What surprised me is
Tyson, say that he was rattled.
I think he was rattled, but like the thing is, he's been dropped so many times that it's never really that deep. I just thought he would have eventually begin to outbox him, because he then switched to southpaw and then he started to like try to test where Ngannou would defend.
Mm.
But he didn't really throw any work at him.
No.
And to be honest with you, every time that Ngannou connected, I just felt like he was like rattled.
Yeah.
More than when he went down. So I was like,
that eighth round, whew, he was fighting for his life.
I can't believe what I saw.
But listen, Ngannou gained so much confidence that my man attempted a Superman punch.
Yeah, that was wild.
If that had landed and knocked him out,
that was wild, because
you can't.
Unfortunately for me, I didn't watch the fight. I was working and I watched the highlights and I was very much surprised that firstly, anybody who's inexperienced in boxing shouldn't really be going the distance at all with somebody who is a seasoned and who is the lineal champion and actually a heavyweight champion of the world in one division.
Facts. This is supposed to be the top guy.
And one belt.
That's crazy.
So now you're telling, but I have to give Tyson Fury some slack for one reason, because he's fighting somebody he doesn't know. All of these other fighters, he can look back and then at least gauge, right, saying this is how we're going to fight this guy. So quite literally, he's going in there blind.
Mm.
However, this is somebody who should know how to fight, very seasoned.
But is that true? Because you can look back on his UFC tapes and
no, that doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything.
Okay.
The UFC is a completely different sport.
Mm.
It's like comparing an axe to a sword. Okay. They can do both damage, but they're not the same weapon.
Yeah.
And the thing is that when it comes to Francis Ngannou, yes, he's a very good fighter, but he shouldn't be able to go the distance with somebody like that, with somebody as well seasoned. And I think that's probably more. You have to give praise to Mike Tyson. Mm. Mike Tyson and his team to actually like sit down and say, this is how we should box the guy, because now they
trained Francis.
Yeah, they have they have the whole footage. They know exactly how to combat him. They know what makes him uncomfortable. Plus you have Mike Tyson, who has been there and has been the greatest and probably one of the greatest. Well, he is one of the greatest. Yeah. But then to see him take that on board and then really take everything and then put that in display and say it could have been a draw. Is mad.
Yeah,
100%. This should never have happened.
It shouldn't even have got to this point. No. I didn't give him a chance because I was like, nothing about this makes sense. No, he's from a completely different sport. Like, I just couldn't make any sense of this. I didn't even when the fight was announced and I was like, it was happening. I was like, oh, boxing keeps doing this where it's just a payday. And this is why you man are going to get caught out, because you shouldn't be having this fight. Now he's talking about if Usyk doesn't fight in December, he'll get sued. Now my man's saying, see you next year. No, come back.
No, it's funny. That's funny because Usyk was basically saying, listen, I'm slightly injured and I need to recover. And then Tyson Fury said, if you don't fight in December, you're going to get sued because that's the date.
Mm.
Then he turns around and says, no, we're fighting. And then after that match, Usyk comes out with a press run and says, yeah, he needs to fight in December because that's when we said that you're going to fight, right? Mm. So if you forget your rest, we're going to fight in December. Now the date is now scheduled for February 20th or something like that.
Sounds about right.
Which gives them enough rest and enough time to actually... But now it gives Usyk the absolute upper hand, because now before, Tyson Fury didn't really want to fight Usyk because...
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
He's never really had like a chink in the armor where he can analyze and say, okay, this is where I need to go. But because of the Daniel Dubois fight, he's seen something. He said, yep, we're going to have to fight him. And that's that. We are fighting this guy and we have to demolish him immediately. But now they've scheduled both to fight in 2024. And it makes it such an interesting fight because now we actually see both individuals have weaknesses.
Mm.
And now it's going to make it even more interesting. So, but what I have to say about Tommy Fury and KSI, I thought it was a joke when I saw a man do star jumps.
That's what really what was got.
Like, I was laughing and then I was like, bro, this actually works.
It's working. Yeah.
It was working. Yeah, I was like, worked. Oh, this is amazing.
It's weird. Weird as hell. And to be honest with you, it's a disgrace for Tommy Fury.
100%.
He can actually box. So the fact that he was in there playing with Fury, he doesn't have enough power to put a man out.
No.
And it was on show.
And that's the sad part.
He's just not a good boxer. I think that's clear to see at this point. I think the Jake Paul fight was close as well when it shouldn't have been. The KSI fight was close when it shouldn't have been.
Jake or Logan?
Well, one.
One of them.
One of them was.
I don't know
which one. It's ridiculous. Like, you can't go around calling yourself a boxer and that's the sort of fight you're nearly losing. Because if he goes to box properly, I don't know what division he'd be in, but he will get found.
He'll get toasted.
He'll get found the fuck out.
But we knew he wasn't the shit when he was doing the Popeye fight.
But the thing is, with KSI has actually been training professionally. He's been training as a professional since he started boxing.
Mm.
And then he obviously beat... He's never had a fight with Jake Paul, but he's had a fight with Logan Paul and he's beat Logan Paul. And then from there, he's actually consistently continued to train. Whereas Tommy Fury, he's on and off.
Mm.
And more so, he's fighting small men.
Yeah.
The entertainment, for the bag, and that's cool. But it's cool, but it's like, if you say you're a boxer, then go and box.
Mm.
don't do this money thing. So I mean,
he made a lot of money though.
Yeah,
nah,
yeah, he made
definitely
made a lot of money. I think, he was the main event,
but
as
he needs to now make a decision and say, "What do I want to do?" Like, is because this is it for the rest of his life that he'll just fight YouTubers. That's a sad end. It's all well and good getting the bag, but you need to now show out and prove.
But the thing is,
he will make more money fighting them, man. There's no doubt about it.
He makes money being a public figure. I don't need to mash up my face. I don't need to go on a 6 week or 12 week training camp where I need to lose weight, cut weight, focus on a fight where I could just be a public figure. These small fights, of course, I'm going to make money in a bag. But if I want to become a heavyweight champion or welterweight or cruiserweight, whatever it is, because I believe he's a cruiserweight, he's never going to be a heavyweight.
Mm.
But if he becomes a cruiserweight, then that right there, he needs to actually be in the trenches. And how old is he? What, 25?
Yeah, maybe even older.
Definitely. Yeah, so I'm going to say that it's not in his best interest to be fighting consistently. He will just be a public figure. And that's that. Make your money, make your coin. But if you're going to say that you're a boxer, then bro, go in the trenches.
Mm. Yeah, 100%. That's that's the point. He has to put up a shut up now. Like, and he said at the end of the fight, "I'm done with all of these YouTubers. Please be done. I'd like to at least see you try and do what you say you are, which is a boxer. You're coming into this world saying, I'm the professional boxer in this world. I'm the one that should be winning these fights easily. Cool, you had your time with these guys. Go do what you need to do now and actually go and box properly. Because right now, the Fury name is down bad. And the dad's an embarrassment as well.
Man was standing there with a shirt off in the lineup with Tyson and Ngannou. I said,
I don't know what his thought process was. And he was ready to fight fucking KSI as well. I don't know, what did the dad ever do? Was he a boxer himself?
He was ready to fight Dillian White. And Tyson Fury said, "Nah, you got to chill because right now we're in Croydon and anything can happen here. We're in South."
Why were they in Croydon?
Because that's Box Park. That's where they did weigh-in.
Yeah. Weighing at Box Park is hilarious.
That's crazy.
I absolutely hate Box Park. I think it's one of the worst things in London.
Which one?
All of them.
Why?
I just don't get it. It's indoors, but it's outside. It's a lot of food options. I don't like half of it. Am I going out? Or am I going for dinner? I don't get it. It doesn't make sense.
What, like a food hall?
Is it? But people go out. Like, I hear people talk about Box Park like it's a night
people,
out.
It's because a lot of like events are happening there. So like they'll have like the one that we went to a few years ago, Chucky's R&B events are there now. They do bear stuff. I mean, it depends what you're going there for. If you want to go to a food hall, you can go to better food halls. But if you want to go out again, you could probably go somewhere out better. But I think they've kind of... Okay, slight side note. Basically, Sophie's brother and his girlfriend at the time came to see us towards the end of last year. And we went out to Shoreditch because they wanted to see it. They hadn't really been to London much. So we went to Box Park to just grab some food. And when I was there, you know the Shoreditch one where they have like that room where it's like kind of clubby?
Mm-hmm.
It was really, really busy. Like there was like bare like 20, early 20s, late teens. I think they've kind of rebranded it to be like a place to go out now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hence why when you've gone, you've seen it's getting a bit to that clubby bit. But yeah, I mean, long story short, I think our age back at like even mid-20s to late-20s are over having the business being a Box Park.
Yeah.
Unless you're going during the day to get food, there's no other reason to go there. Unless it's an event like Chucky's event or a recess or a DLT. Besides those things, don't even go there on a whim.
Okay. That makes sense. I just never understood it. It's trying to be so many different things.
I liked it at first, but then I quickly realised that it's not for me.
When people try to watch a sports there, I don't want beer thrown on me.
We saw the Champions League final there. That was kind of lit, actually.
Which
one? Where Bale scored.
Yeah, I think people are just throwing beer just because it's fun. And it's like, bro, I want to go home and just...
That's
sleep.
It, though. Do you know when England got to the Euro final and Shaw scored early on? People chuck beer. That's it. So what? Now I'm just going to sit here, drink.
Get another one. Cure for another
lose.
One.
Lose. Oh, my God.
Nah, that day was bad, bruv.
It was a deadly day.
Listen, all black people get home.
People were there just posted... Waiting for the penalty. Soon as they missed it, that's when it just went.
Black guy is crazy. Yeah, that's wild. Blacker is crazy.
They were ready.
Yo, sometimes wasting is funny, you know. I'm not even gonna lie.
They were in it. They were camped in his comments. Do you know what the thing is with me? Like, I would just find it funny. Like, know, monkey emojis is crazy.
I'm tapped like that. I got dots, bro. That type of shit would be laugh. I'm not gonna lie.
So isn't it, miss the pen. Missing the pen would make me upset, no doubt. Yeah, but like, to get in my comments with the monkey emojis.
What does that do for you? This is nothing for me. It's
cool.
It's craziness.
You're just proving the point that people already have, or the thought that people already have about this nation. Thank you.
Is there anything we want to discuss before we... Gotta have one more topic at least, I think, surely. Something's happened that I can't think of.
If you was going through it and like you was really depressed, would you rap about it over 808s?
Yeah.
To use that ad lib when you the homegirl just told me she tried to kill herself.
Man, you didn't hear. That's crazy.
That's insane. So Meg Thee Stallion released a new song called Cobra. I liked it, but
I wasn't a fan of it.
Okay. I really enjoyed it, but she's really getting into it on that song, telling us about how she's been feeling over the last few years, and it's clear to see she's been battling depression and suicidal thoughts, which, you know, if you are, seek the help. But to rap about that over 808s, is it a club song? Do I go out and hear this? The direction's odd.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yeah.
But the beat is fire.
American music's in the gutter for me.
It's down by 40%. It's down by 40%.
And as for Meg, I just feel like they've not been able to capitalize on her star properly. I quite like her for obvious reasons. But it's like, I don't know, the music outside of a couple of songs where I heard she can actually rap hasn't connected for me. And there's clearly something wrong with what the label or what she...
She's not even signed to a label anymore. She's independent now. Yeah, this is all out of her own pocket.
She needs to get signed again and find somebody who can give her a good direction.
Quick question. Is Hayley, Bahama Promises, is that Hayley Bieber?
Apparently, that's a theory that's going around, but there's another Hayley that he was associated with.
I was going to say Drake wouldn't do that, but then I thought about, you know, he probably would, wouldn't he?
Hayley Bieber is crazy.
Hey, Lee, my Bahamas trip. Nah, it can't be.
I've never seen someone so upset about their holiday. Listen, holidays going wrong suck. Like, I'll be the first to admit it. But I'm not getting in the studio and writing about it.
What's the worst holiday you've ever been on?
That's a good question. There's one we went as a family. It wasn't like I've never had a bad holiday. Like, oh my God, I'm coming back home. This is awful. But I didn't realise, you know when you go to like these nice villas and stuff, the option that they picked was the ones where you had to cook yourself. So it just felt like being at home.
Was this that CLC?
Yeah. I couldn't believe it. So I was like, I was still being asked, when I go away, I don't want to hear about any chores, any tidying up, still washing up plates, still having to help set the table for dinner. I was like, I'm just at home in another country and it's hot.
Like, what am I doing here?
Yeah, no, that was not fun.
It's definitely not. It's not Hayley Bieber, bruv.
It's not.
This Hayley's is different.
What's the worst holiday you've been on?
I think when I used to go to Germany when I was younger, but only because I was just like seeing family. We didn't really do anything.
What was in Germany? Where in Germany as well? What city?
So I had family in two places.
No man spoke German.
Frankfurt. I mean, what else are we going to speak? We're speaking French.
Fucking hell.
Frankfurt, just, like, Stuttgart. Black people in Germany, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not saying they're not.
They're heavy.
You'll find Nigerians anywhere, to be fair. But that's insane. So what, they're in Frankfurt?
I found a Nigerian in Iran.
Mandem in Frankfurt is crazy.
There, I found a Nigerian in Iran.
Guten Tag.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
So
our food is ending that. There's just nothing there.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I can't imagine as much.
If
Frankfurt.
I went there now, I probably even actually. I went to Munich a couple of years ago, and it was a bit like. It was cool, but
who did you go with?
So it was cool, but it was like, it was done very quickly. Like you could probably do it in a day.
Really?
Yeah. This is there. A completely different Haley.
You still on?
Hey.
No, but this Haley, like, I can understand why he sang the song.
Was he fuming?
Hey, when is he not?
He should be fuming. That song means a lot now.
Can't keep a good woman.
Like, I like the song, but now I couldn't understand why you were singing like that, bro.
Haley's.
Oh.
Listen, this song was about my Bahamas trip. Nah, he took his time.
Yeah.
All right, so that's what I was going to say.
My holiday, you know what? It's the tail end of Magaluf.
Why?
Because we were just tired.
Yeah, I hear it. How many days were you out there again? Was it 10?
Nah, we were there... Bro, we were there for a week.
Five days?
Yeah, no, six, really.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's long, man.
It was just long because...
Was this Ibiza?
This was Magaluf. So, like, the tail end, it wasn't what I expected. Two, the dates that we booked, we just didn't know. I mean, we were all 18 at the time.
Mm.
So we just booked dates where it just made sense for us.
Yeah.
But that time... Like the alcohol was just rough. The drinks, everybody was excited. The ratio was wild. It was mad pause, bro.
Oh no.
It was like 10 to 1.
Too many.
10 to 1.
Yeah.
Yikes.
But then we went Ibiza. Ibiza was a lot nicer because at least we had the experience with Magaluf. We were like, okay, let's prepare for this.
I still want to go to Ibiza actually. That's something I want to tick off. If it's just, I don't think I'd go for like anything close to 5 days. I think you can do Ibiza in 4 and feel like you had a really good time.
Yeah, yeah. Them sort of 4 days is all right. It's okay, but you know.
Because I'm on that wave out there anymore. For 8 now. I mean, I just want to get that one and done out of my system. Because every time I hear someone talk about Ibiza, it's like they all have a good time there. It is a good getaway, but yeah, you can't do... you can't do like 5 days, even 7. Like you will feel it. So I'm not surprised towards the end of Magaluf, you man were tired. All that drinking as well.
The games as well. Like the games were mad homo, bro.
See, that's why I knew that they'd lose you.
They lost me already because it was wild. It was like, what are you doing?
Mm.
I mean, and people say, oh yeah, just be free. No.
Be free is crazy. Get off my back. Yeah, this is not one of them situations where I would say, how about it?
Yeah. But you know what? That was probably that part. And then also the CLC one, because that one was nice. We enjoyed, but then having to cook up in a villa, it's just like, it didn't
it's
make...
It's mad.
We went to like different spots with different places. It was really enjoyable, but it was just like, I didn't expect it to be like this.
That's exactly, that was what my, because when you think you're going on holiday, you think it's going to be chill, calm vibes, tis not the case.
And then also the sales that they tried to do, that I felt that was very much disgusting.
It's because nasty work.
The moment you say yes, they pop champagne. And it's like, so everyone's popping champagne. And then if you have 14 days to decline, and then afterwards, after like maybe 2 days or whatever, they come up to you and they just stare up in your face like, yeah, so do you want to continue with this? Yeah, is this something for you? And like, my parents just turned around and said, nah, I don't want to do it.
Fair enough. Probably the right decision in the end.
Mm.
Yeah, and I just didn't like the aspect of popping champagne when you say yes.
They've got you there for life.
Yeah. Oh, mate, really? You should see the deals.
Okay.
But
so,
yeah, continue.
I think, yeah, that's all for today. But music... I'm going to pick Megan Thee Stallion, Cobra.
I'm going to pick Londis by Blanco.
That's a crazy name.
They've been Hakasanis much.
Drake, 9.
you know what? I really like that song.
Yeah. Yeah. I was listening to it. I was like, wow. Like, it's just, it was a throwback, but it was just like, wow, this is actually amazing.
Django, Django-lang.
Bro, I want to do major things.
MJ everywhere. I just don't
feel it. Right away.
That song's hard, man. I hate it when I first heard it. Though.
I turned something upside down. I turned the six upside down. It's a nine now.
Like, my, like, stunning this shit big time now.
Yeah, that song's hard still.
Who let him get away with that, though?
It's silly bars, but they stay forever.
Yeah, they do. I mean, we're saying it. We're talking about it now, so.
Yeah.
Main Chapel Podcast, episode 216. Peace.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.